This has to be recorded, remember.
It has to be recorded, but no minutes taken.
Information in here, if it's a, should be available to the public.
Right.
We can say it in here, but we also say it when they get back in.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Are you good with having Chelsea come in?
Yeah.
She was making me copy.
Oh, sure.
Because.
You're on.
Yeah.
Because I am brand new to this.
Let's look at the paper.
I was going to say, can I just figure out what the.
No one's seen the paper except for Susan.
Yeah, no one's seen the paper, but come look at the picture is what I was saying.
What was her options?
All right, you can, okay. This road right here.
Right, so this is.
Let's don't come up with suggestions or things. Let's discuss those things that are sensitive to. Two strategies.
So this is.
In just a minute, you'll have all of them.
This is the road we're discussing?
Yeah. It is platted to here. This is Paul's property.
Paul, right.
And the road goes a little jog right here.
Right, I know it did.
And he has. We went to him and said we would. Okay, we actually said we'd pay you money for this 33 feet.
Right.
By 1.5 to 6 inches.
Okay.
They would pay him $5,000. He said no. We said we'll do public arbitration and just have somebody else decide what is a fair market value. He said no. And so now, the prescriptive easement is the most likely. I mean, to me, that it's been in use for more than 20 years.
No, 70 years.
It should be grandfathered into that. Right.
Prescriptive easement, though. Is usually with property owners and people. The town, I like how it said it in there, but the town could sue for prescriptive easement.
But they'd have to do it through individuals.
Yeah.
So for everybody that owns property affecting this particular.
Well, and the town would
have to. The town would have to have somebody else's interest.
Right.
In order to exercise that right.
Prescriptive easement, yeah. And.
That's not impossible to get.
It's not impossible to get, and people would be, or I think it would be. Or we could just sue for eminent domain. Eminent domain just means we take it. Pay him.
However, we are probably talking about like 70 grand potentially.
Does your attorney think it's a good idea to take it to a judge?
Yeah, he said it was.
Okay, I'm glad he didn't take an offer on that.
Yeah.
The town should have never offered him any money personally.
Well,
I know.
There's two things though. Yeah. That the information, at least the information I got from the
Lion
Learn
Nut
Show.
Yeah.
We've invited you.
Okay, let's keep going on this quickly.
Okay, look at.
We don't want to keep him out there too long.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What's the two things?
The right, thank you. The first paper, the first it says the town of Borderville analysis. Thank you. I hope these are all in the right order. Okay, so if they took us for claiming that we're trespassing, that would not, we are not. Eminent domain is the one that they suggest, and then the prescriptive easement, number 6, is the one that I don't
like that prescriptive easement.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Why?
Jenkins has got the same problem
with
the Ricks.
Okay.
Jenkins owns the property. There's an prescriptive easement through there.
Right.
There's not a right of way.
Right.
But there's an prescriptive easement. But Jenkins can lock.
Conclusion. Go to the conclusion.
The gates.
Okay.
Right.
And give them the key.
Hold that. That's information you really don't want to put in here.
10.
Based,
remember, you're under record.
The conclusion.
The conclusion, okay. On page 10, on the conclusion. Borderville should
10.
Be able to overcome any potential claim of trespass taking regarding the current placement of the road. Further, the town does not appear to face any imminent liability by abandoning its maintenance of the affected road and allowing the property owners in the area to assert their own private easement rights amongst each other. If the town wishes to acquire legal rights to the road, it will either have to do so by taking dedication, prescription, or negotiation. Eminent domain taking and negotiation will likely result in compensation paid to the landowner. We advise, our advice that for several reasons paying this landowner would not be in the interest of the town, and a public taking or even negotiated settlement may therefore not serve the town's overall best interests. In lieu of paying compensation through taking or negotiating settlement, the town can also assert that the road is dedicated to the public or that the public has acquired a prescriptive easement based on historical use of the road and utilities. Public entities have asserted cause for action for dedication in Utah. The case law from other jurisdictions recognizes that the government entities may acquire prescriptive easements in the same way private parties may do so. Anyway, my recommendation, the town's decision-making members hold a closed meeting pursuant to this code to consider the contents of this letter and determine appropriate course of action. I'd be happy to advise on it. So it's not going to, if we don't do it, I mean, if we just say we're not going to maintain up higher and just, you know, we would not be facing any imminent liability by abandoning its maintenance.
So are we talking abandoning it from here?
No.
Or just like up to
just where,
like where the dirt starts?
There's two things that I think are critical to an executive session.
Right. Ever. Yeah.
There's two things that I think are critical to the executive session. Mm-hmm. Everything else is public. Mm-hmm. Do we really care as a matter of strategy past that point?
Past this point. No.
Where there is dispute.
What is? I don't care past this point. I don't.
The barriers are up.
The barriers are up.
Do we care if the road is owned past there?
I don't.
Okay, that's one.
Okay.
Okay, as a matter of strategy, we've got to think about that. Second thing is, who should build the road? We have a platted easement.
Right.
So a matter of strategy, whose responsibility is it to build a road to their private property?
Why do we have to build a
the
road?
The private property.
Okay, so those two things are my point for an executive session. Everything else we can bring out in public. And I don't even think those really have to be an executive session. So as a matter of board member stuff, if, I mean, we heard Paul say, look, my lawyers are on this. So we have a lawyer on this. We have a lawyer on this. It seems to me like litigation is there. So board members, strategy, that's what we're doing. This is litigation probably. Right. What is important to the town? I look at it. There is not a link. We're not providing transportation to another part of the transportation system. This meets private property interests, limited number.
Yeah.
How important is it? That's for us to decide. So, strategy-wise, do we tackle it one way or tackle it the other? I think it's probably going to be similar.
Yeah. Well,
all we've been fighting for is up to where the pavement ends, anyway, just past Riley's place.
That's all we've ever done.
This letter indicates there's underground utilities.
Yeah, there are underground utilities right here.
Water, sewer.
Water is on the edge of the road. Private lines through the through that easement. Mm-hmm. Sewer is not our responsibility.
Right.
So what's the underground easements that we would be protecting?
Is there fiber?
That's not our responsibility.
I know, I'm just trying to think about the
water would be the only thing in the surface of the road. The hydrant is on the edge of the easement. It's not in the disputed property.
Where the water is on, well, if you look right here, this part is the part he's claiming is his, and he thinks that there's pipes, water pipes under there.
Oh, there are, but they're not the town's.
Yeah. Okay. Those go to private property. All right.
Can I bring something up?
Yeah.
The one thing that Merle was trying to explain, and he kind of, but the survey that we've been getting for the town, we have seen almost every road is in this situation. So what Merle was trying to say is, you, Riley, Jeannie, and Brian are in the same situation. They could do the same thing. The whole street by the elementary is a disaster.
It's a disaster.
So he's kind of like, you open a can of worms and let him do it. It's just going to be a domino.
It's the putting up the barriers that have caused the problem.
Explain that just a little bit as a matter of strategy. What's the problem with the barriers?
I don't know.
Well, they're in the way, for one thing.
Way of who?
The way of Jeannie and Brian. Way of
Jeannie and Brian can't get into their driveway.
No, their driveway ends at those barriers.
Riley's parking his trucks over by the fire hydrant, which is illegal.
Except he's on his property. Yeah. Which is disputed.
So it says, yeah.
So I don't know what is the right thing to do. I just wanted to.
There probably isn't a right
to
thing.
I didn't want to be the only one to make that decision. So that's why I'm making sure you guys have it.
Is there other information? Go ahead.
No, that's
executive session privilege stuff. We're not going to make a decision in here. This is only information that should not be brought out to the public.
Okay, there was one part in here that I thought was important. The courts have a strong presumption against public dedication in favor of a property owner. So the courts have explained that road that is continually in use when the public makes a continuous and uninterrupted use of it as often as they find it convenient or necessary. Thus, a party attempting to demonstrate a road has been dedicated to public use must do so by clear and convincing evidence for each element. I don't think that road falls under that because it's not connecting to another part of our town.
It's not. There's no...
Yeah.
It just we have right platted streets, but they're through the plat. We're not...
And platted streets are all over the place that are not roads. They're not roads.
They're just platted.
And what kind of loss do we have if we do nothing? Like, is anybody at a loss?
You've got to do something.
Well, that's the thing.
But why?
Shouldn't it be between landowners at that point if it's...
I'm just curious, Sean. Could you guys get the fire truck through those barriers to get to Tom Hoyt's house if it started on fire? Besides ramming through them.
That's a public one.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Here's those two things I brought up strategy-wise. Remember, this is strategy, litigation strategy. We can't talk public stuff.
Right.
Okay. But there is potential stuff that I can perceive. So there is a reason that I think the town should maintain an easement here. But nobody suffered a loss thus far, but I predict it will happen. Wood Road and the V and all that has so far been easily accessed to the public. Everybody can go up through there. If we eliminate the ability for an easement there, it doesn't do anything to that because we still have our platted easement. Okay, so that still gives us what we need. A culvert with concrete over it doesn't take care of buses. And what I've been intrigued with is that the school district is not in on this.
No.
They don't care. But they won't necessarily provide a parking place for somebody to walk up Wood Road. So this one to me is more complicated than just writing, but I don't believe it's a town issue at this time.
I think
that's strategy.
Only town issue is Orderville getting access to where the pavement ends, where they've maintained all these years,
other than the chip seal, that's a fully depreciated road.
Well, I understand that, but it's been maintained, it's been graveled, it's been, snow's been pushed.
And then we dug it up and put lines in it.
And that too.
So now it's...
Yeah.
Anyway, good thoughts. Okay, any reason? You can turn back this direction. I need a motion to go out of executive session.
I'll move that we go out of executive session now.
Motion's been made.
I'll second it.
Sean seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
There's anybody left out there?
We froze them out.